sick of this soap in a bathtub, love. I need something to hold. I feel deluded.
Hi, this is Miss Melissa, the bathtub mermaid. I'm back after not having done anything since I started this during the dog days of podcasting in August. But it's October, and I have a really old story called Something Old that I wanted to share, so I'm back. So, all my little fellow mermaids, settle back into your steaming tub of bubbly water. Put a towel behind your neck to lean against, close your eyes, and let me tell you a tale. Something Old. The brooch had been in our family forever, handed down from mother to daughter on the eve of each young woman's 18th birthday. At first glance, the color made it look like a cameo, but in reality, the image was not a single profile, but that of three sisters, arms linked, skirts a-twirl, hearts free from any burdens. The middle girl looks like you, I told my mother the night before I turned 18, when it was my turn to receive the heirloom. She has your smile. Mom fingered the pin, tracing the lines of each figure with a perfectly manicured nail. Do you think so? I always thought the women looked like my own mother and her sisters, but then, once I began to wear it a while, the girl on the left began to remind me of your Aunt Liz. I peered more closely, and sure enough, that left-hand figure did have Auntie Liz's distinctive brow, and even a hint of the way her hips swayed when she walked. She once told me that she'd never liked the pin, I said, but she also said she always thought it would go to Aunt Emily. My mother placed the brooch in my open palm and gently curled her fingers around it. We all wondered who would get it. Em's the oldest of us, but she was always so confident about everything, she would be a doctor, no question, that when she turned 18, she looked at your grandmother and said it just wasn't her style and she wasn't interested in taking possession of it. I grinned at that. I can totally see it. She hasn't changed much, my mother agreed. And then Liz. She and Tony are storybook sweethearts. Did you know they met in high school and dated all through college? Never looked at anybody else, either of them. Did Aunt Liz ever want a real job? I asked. And then, because I know better than to think being a homemaker isn't a real job, I amended. Outside the home, I mean. Like, for money. She's always been completely happy, Mom said. I suspect she always will be. More than that, she's content, and contentment is something most people never get. If you ever find it, be cognizant of that. Is that another life lesson? I asked my mother. I suppose it is, Miss Bliss, my mother answered. I opened my hand to look at the pin again. I noticed something. Mom, the woman on the right looks a lot like Aunt Emily when her hair is pulled back. I suppose it does, she said absently. But then, we all share a family resemblance. Some of the old pictures of your grandmother's sisters look a lot like you and your little sister as well. Gran is beautiful, I said, because she had been, with glossy black hair and lively brown eyes and a smile that came from deep within her heart. Mm-hmm. Walk with me. My mother led me out of her bedroom, past my little sister, where she was sleeping in her room, and down the stairs to the dining room. Crossing the parquet floor, we opened the back door and stepped into the cool night air. It's a little chilly, she said, but sit with me a moment anyway. Sure. This was one of our common rituals, stargazing from the back stoop, no matter what the weather. I sat down on the cold cement, and she joined me shortly after. We didn't talk anymore about the pin, or anything else, really, just had some silent mother-daughter communion. The next evening, at my birthday party, Auntie Annette, my grandmother's oldest friend, a college friend, who was a godmother to my mother and her sisters, came to wrap me in her signature embrace made of equal parts vintage fur and Chanel No. 5. Then she pulled back, staring at my collar, and then into my eyes. You're wearing a muse brooch, she said. I'm so glad it chose you. Newsbrouch? I asked. That's what your grandmother and I always called it, she said. We decided that the girls on the brooch represent song, story, and laughter, and if you have all three in your life, you'll never be unhappy and never be bored. The faces change over time. When your grandmother wore it, it looked like her mother and her best friends. When your mother wore it, it looked like herself and her sisters. I wonder who the faces will look like when you wear it. I'm wearing it now. And you can't mean that the figures change. Well, not at first, she said. But after several years of having it, you'll notice that suddenly one of the girls has your best friend's eyes and another has your little sister's hands, and you'll realize that the best traits of each of those two closest people to you are sort of yours to share whenever you wear that pin. I didn't believe her, really, but I listened to make her happy, and I have to admit I kind of like the possibility of a magical pin that let you share the best qualities of your best friends. The party went on, and eventually, over the years, so did my life. I went to college, I got my first job, had my first love affair, and my first serious breakup. And then it was my wedding, and my little sister was helping me dress. You have the something borrowed and the something blue, she said. And the dress is new, but what do you have that's old? The brooch, I said. Mom's brooch. The muse brooch.
Muse brooch?
Since when do you call it that?
Oh, Auntie Annette said that at my birthday party.
I kind of like the name. She went and found it and brought it back to me. Let me put it on.
Sure.
Her nimble fingers worked the clasp, and I heard her gasp softly. Ellie, did you know that the girl in the middle looks like you?
Does it?
I asked. I just thought it looked more like Mom.
No, she said. It's definitely you. And actually, the one on the left kind of looks like me.
Does it? I said. The two of us turned toward the mirror, staring at our mutual reflections. I don't know if my little sister saw, but I could swear that our reflections winked back at us. I still have that pin. Someday, my daughter will be old enough to get it. I wonder what it will look like when she has it, when she wears her something old.
Steam is drifting into the night.
So this has been Melissa Bartell, the Bathtub Mermaid, and I really appreciate that you listened to my story. It was written in 2008. It's called Something Old, and it's completely unedited, except for my typical editing on the fly as I read it to you. I have music notes for the first time ever. Music provided in this podcast is from Mevio's Music Alley, which you can check out at music.mevio.com. It's free for podcasters as long as you credit it. The opening song was Soap in a Bathtub by Stony. Story music was Red Herring by Sinfonia Electronique. And the closing music that's under what I'm talking to you about right now is You Can Use My Bathtub by Little Tom. This podcast was recorded and produced using Boss Jock. And the story, Deep Something Inside, Old, is licensed by me to me under a Creative Commons license, non-commercial, attribution, share alike. You can visit me at www.bathtubmermaid.com for show notes and links to the music and anything else you might want. Thanks for listening. Have a great bath.
Use my bathtub, yes.